What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities. So
keep it. All right, time for a Fun with Odds segment. We love odds here because we have a gambling degenerate on our team.
I love odds.
Looking right at Ryan Buckley. Now, there is nothing going on right now in the world of sports.
Baseball.
That's not true.
No, it's
always something going on.
Baseball, Wimbledon,
Summer League.
Can I ask how
the
many
FIFA Club many, World Cup,
the Scottish
the
Open,
the CONCACAF Cup,
the Open
I cashed on Mexico in the CONCACAF
are all
final.
My point, Buckley. How much or how many should I say? How many bets does Ryan Buckley have out this week or will have out this week?
Well, we got the Scottish Open too, so I mean you're talking at least 10 first round leaders. So I mean, how much time do you have?
The fact that Ryan Buckley has double digit bets going on at the beginning of July, during the time when we're literally replaying Summer League games.
Well, you don't have to. I'm watching real baseball right now.
The California Classic. That's all you need to know about the level of degenerate that Ryan Buckley is.
Yeah, you can call him a degenerate all you
want. I will.
But perhaps he is the smart one, because oftentimes in the down times or the off games or the off
that's where the value
peak season, there's a lot of value in there.
Yeah.
Because there aren't a lot of – the market's weird. There's not a lot of gamblers. Like in the NFL – there are so many people that bet on the NFL.
It's hard to find an edge.
That market is just as tight as it gets.
Yep.
And it's true of most big sports. But now you talk Scottish Open? You're talking Summer League basketball?
Yeah, the more fringe you get, the more angles
that's
you
right.
find.
That's right.
You sons of bitches.
Brilliant.
Don't try to make Buckley's habit out to be any better.
He's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. No problem here whatsoever.
Yeah, none.
All right, Fun with Odds. We start with, I'll start with the last one first. Odds to land Damian Lillard. They have changed.
They have.
Yes. Remember, we gave these out when he first got released by the Bucks.
Yeah.
And it was
Miami, Golden State, right, and Portland?
No. I think the top three.
Well, those were the ones that I think, it was Golden State and Miami had called about him and one other squad too. I don't remember who
it was. Yeah, it was that, but the odds were, I think it was like Heat, somebody else in the Spurs or something, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, something like that.
But who knows? You know, the odds change all the time. In this instance, the odds on favorite to land Damian Lillard now, plus 275, both the Miami Heat and your Portland Trailblazers.
It's actually pretty neat.
How about that?
Buddy.
The Blazers moving up the board.
I tell you what, outside of the nostalgia thing, that one makes no sense to me.
Totally agree. I don't see it at all.
Well, I mean.
Well, he wouldn't even play. So, I mean, what do you.
I mean, obviously, if he comes back, Holiday's got to leave. He's not going to play this year. So you'd have Holiday for 1 year. You move him. You get, what, I think 36-year-old Dame coming off an Achilles tear. Because that certainly fits with the timeline that you have going on. I mean, look, it'd be cool for 2 years to bring him back and like have the homecoming farewell. I mean, again, my favorite Blazer of all time. It just seems odd. And is Lillard willing to come back and come off the bench? Because you can't play him and Scoot at the same time.
Come off the bench on an average, no championship aspiration
and that's
team.
The other one. Dame left because it was like, dude, I'm going to win a title. And he realistically has 2 years when he comes back, not this year, because he's not going to play this year. 2 years, basically, of a window where he's going to be a major contributor to a title team. And he's coming back to, let's say, best case scenario next year, you win 40 games. Like, that just seems so odd. Are we just giving too much to the whole, he just loves Portland and regrets leaving?
Well, again, the odds are based on how people are betting, mm-hmm. not necessarily what makes sense. Is going to happen. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are betting that he goes back to Portland,
yeah.
which is why that number has come down. But does that really make sense? Probably not.
Does it also kind of feel like a Portland management move, though? Like, ah, fans will like this, and it helps us curry some favor with them. And, like, I could see management being more into it than Dame would.
I would say yes, because a sale is coming.
Mm. Yeah.
And I do think that,
goodwill.
Yeah, I think that would help. I think that would help sort of what the franchise looks like to a new buyer.
Usher in, you know, whatever.
People would go see Damian Lillard.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the bottom line.
I'll tell you what, the first day, opening day of, what would that not? So that'd be 2027, right? Opening day, 26, 27.
Well, it'd be next year. It'd be next fall, right?
No, he's not going to play this fall.
But this fall starts in 25.
This next fall is the start of the season. That's true.
It would be 2026. 2026, 2027, that year.
Yeah.
That opening day with Lillard, oh my God. Like the Moda Center would be, that'd be insane. And then I think, unfortunately, I think we'd all settle into the,
Now what?
Well, it's like, we had Lillard when Lillard was arguably the second best point guard in the NBA behind Steph. And a first or second team all NBA guy, and it didn't really go anywhere. And this team is much worse than that team. And we've now got, instead of like 29-year-old Damian Lillard, we're gonna get 36 Achilles tear Damian Lillard. It'll be cool for a moment, and I think it ends poorly.
This happened in Golden State with Klay Thompson.
Yes.
And not because he moved and went somewhere else, but he missed basically 2 years because of an ACL and then an Achilles.
Yeah.
And he came back, and everyone was hyped, and it was really cool, and then he was bad, and it sucked for everybody.
Yeah, because it's awkward. I remember when they were trying to sit him down, and do you put him on the bench?
They actually wanted to bring him back. He was upset enough with how things went that he wanted to leave, and it wasn't good.
Yeah, it's just and that's my fear. If he wants to come back, I say bring him back. I just am fearful that reunions, when you have a divorce, you ever meet that couple that gets divorced and then they're gone for a few years and then they remarry, you know what usually happens? They get divorced again because the same problems that were there in the first place are going to be there in the second.
My neighbor, that did not happen with my neighbor.
They got back and lived happily ever after.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Well, I mean, I heard them arguing a lot, but they never got so. So they were
eavesdropping on the second marriage.
She just passed. R.I.P.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah, no good. And he is now widowed.
Okay.
But he told me that they got married way back. I mean, like, they're older. So, I mean, it was like in the, you know, 1700s probably.
Back in the day.
And they got married and had been married forever. She left him and came back to him. So they got a divorce, but she came back. And I said, oh, wait. So you were remarried? He said, no.
No.
She wouldn't marry me again.
Oh. They were just together.
They were back and lived happily-ish ever after.
Okay. Well, I guess this
I heard
is,
them arguing a lot, but
this is my point.
Not so much towards the end.
If Lillard comes back, I feel like they'll argue a lot. And we're gonna be like, hey, maybe you guys shouldn't have been together.
I'll stick to my guns on this one. Damian Lillard is not coming back to Portland
until the very, very end.
Yeah. Maybe.
If it happens now, it's not the time.
It's not gonna be now. I think that guy thinks, and he should think this way, that he might have another run in him. He's never got his ring.
Yeah.
He's gonna have some opportunities. He's gonna also have some opportunities for some big dollars.
Yeah.
He's gonna chase that once he's healthy.
Yeah.
And then once that's done, whether that's a year or 2 years, he'll be back.
He's gonna pull a Jenny and Forrest Gump. He'll come back when he's sick and wheezing and needs Forrest to take
care of.
He'll
be like Uncle Drew.
There you go. Come on back. And for the person asking, is this team worse? Oh my God, you're what's wrong with Blazer fan.
Is this team worse than what? What does that mean?
Well, I said that we would get an older, worse Damian Lillard on a much worse team. And someone had the nerve to ask, is this Blazer team worse?
Than what?
Than the team, the Blazer teams that were winning 50 games and going into the playoffs and went to the West Conference play. Are you serious?
Is that what they mean?
Did you just ask, is this team really worse?
Maybe that's not what they mean.
I think that's what they mean. It says, is this team worse? Yes.
By a lot.
Do you know how...
We're going to get into it. The over-under win totals are coming up.
I really think Blazer fans, some of them, are delusional and don't think that this team sucks.
Yeah. Well,
and I'm here to tell
you.
That's
okay. That's called fan hope.
Yeah.
They don't need you yelling. They don't need you peeing in their pot.
That's what makes them fanatics or fanatical.
They're excited. They're excited about their team.
Is this team worse than those young Lillard teams?
They're going to go listen to...
I would like to point out that those teams, just with nothing else, had a top 12 player in the NBA on it. Your team, your best player is Denny, maybe?
Denny's definitely their best player, right?
He's their best player? That's a problem.
Well,
you've just driven them all over to the homers, wherever they live. And there are a million of them.
Oh, God bless you.
All right, guys. Fun with Odds continues next. Is there a good long shot bet for NBA expansion and NFL's first coach fired on the Fan?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.